Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents, and today we're going to talk about building responsibility. How do we teach children responsibility at different ages and at different stages of development? I know that this is difficult, but no matter how old your child is, here is the goal. We need to teach them how to be responsible. Now, to start us off, I'm just going to clarify first. What does it mean to teach responsibility? What would be the end goal for you? For me, I think that teaching responsibility is about teaching my child three things. The first one is how to be dependable. Can my child be counted on? Do they keep their commitments? And do they keep their word? To me, that's all about being responsible. The second thing about responsibility is being responsible also means that my child is accountable for their behavior. So can they take ownership of their choices? And with that, even own the consequences of their actions? And lastly, the third thing I think being responsible entails is being responsible is about being an active contributor to their world. So for me, being responsible is an active role. It's not a passive attitude. Responsibility requires action and is not something that just happens to people. Responsibility is something that people choose to be and choose to do actively. So with that in mind, how do we teach responsibility? Well, obviously this does not happen overnight. It takes time, even years. Part of teaching your child how to be responsible is also letting them take responsibility for their choices. Not wanting your child to fail and sheltering them from consequences and pain, or even doing too much for your child, does not teach your child to take responsibility for themselves. Of course, on the other hand, there are times when children need guidance and support so that they can learn how to be responsible. So, how do we keep this balance and grow children who are responsible adults? Today, I'm going to give you my three personal how to do and three personal what you should not do. So let's get into it. Three things that you should do to teach responsibility. Tip number one, communicate your unconditional love to your child. Now, I know this sounds like a no-brainer, but many people are all talk and no action. They tell their children that they love them unconditionally, but meanwhile, they criticize them for their choices or try to mold them into that kid the parent always wanted instead of respecting the kid that they are. This sends mixed messages to your child. So be really conscious of how you express your unconditional love to your child and do it with actions, not just lip service. Telling your child that you love them every single day, it's good, but show them with action how you love them every single day. One of the things that I do is I look for my child's love language. And if you don't know about love language, it's something super easy to Google, but there are five, and each person in the world has one of these five love languages. It's how they receive love best and how they internalize it. And I try to show my children show my love to my children through their love language. It just communicates it so much better. And these are usually action items, not lip service. If your child knows and trusts your unconditional love, they will be more likely to take healthier risks. So build up your child's confidence and show them that you believe in them. This is done by showing them that you have unconditional love. Make them feel capable, trustworthy, and believe that they can solve problems that they encounter. All right, growing responsible kids, tip number two. Set limits and boundaries on what you will do for your child. Yeah, what are you going to do for them and what are you going to make them do? These are the limits and boundaries I'm talking about. And it's true for all ages and all levels of development. If your child has the cognitive ability to do their laundry, let them. If they can only sort out the colors and the whites, then let them do that. At some point, you have to say, I'm not going to do this anymore for you. You are old enough now to do it for yourself. By saying those things, you're setting limits and boundaries, and you're teaching your child how to behave. You're also teaching them values, and it shows them not only your new expectations, but it also inadvertently tells your child now that you trust them. You're allowing them to grow up, and instead of stifling their growth by doing everything for them, you're allowing them to learn. Along those same lines, creating boundaries, parents should not meet every need of their child at the moment that they need it. This is just setting your child up for disappointment when the real world does not cater to them. By not meeting their needs immediately and not giving them everything that they want, you actually provide an opportunity for your child to tolerate some frustration, to learn delayed gratification, and to become less impulsive and less self-centered. Growing responsible kids, tip number three, let them face the consequences. This is really hard for some parents. They don't like giving consequences to their children. Of course, there's other parents on the other side of the spectrum that give too many consequences. But really, I'm talking about letting them face the natural consequences of some of their mistakes or some of their actions. It's okay to set standards of behavior that you expect your children to meet, and then establish consequences for breaking those rules, and then follow through with those consequences. I follow through with my consequences with my kids in a matter-of-fact kind of manner. We talk about the choices they made after they've made a mistake. We discuss how things could have gone better. And I have a free PDF that I'll give you today, which is the questions that you should talk with your child and ask them after they make a mistake. It's how they will learn from the mistakes that they make. So we process their bad choices together. We plan for the next time so that if cases happens, how can we improve? And then they face the current consequence of their action. Period. No more discussion. No more obsessing about the past and the what ifs. I train my children to take the consequence and move forward. Now, yeah, let your child whine to their friends if they want to, but they have to sit in their consequence, and there's no more discussion with me at all. Bring love and learning to the front lines, and soon you'll be fostering their development to take responsibility. All right, let's get to the do not do tips for teaching responsibility. Do not do tip number one, don't give them too much. I know our kids, we love to shower them with gifts. We want them to have things that we never had growing up. But this will not teach your child to appreciate anything. And with no sense of appreciation, your child is likely not going to be responsible with their given privileges. Tip number two for growing responsible kids, do not do too much for them. Yeah, don't do too much for them. Don't be a hover parent a helicopter parent, or a lawnmower parent. Yet those are all terms that today's parenting has. The hover parent that hovers over their child. The helicopter parent, same thing. And the lawnmower parent, well, that parent mows down all the obstacles that their child's going to face before their child even gets a chance to see it. This kind of parenting is a disservice to your child. Doing things for your child that they can do for themselves results in them not learning how to care for themselves either. All right, growing responsible tip. Do not do tip number 3. Don't do things yourself just because it's easier. Oh, this is probably the hardest and the most common mistake for parents. And I get it. I'm with you. I do it all the time too. I want to save time, and it's so much easier for me to do it instead of my child, especially when I'm in a hurry and I'm impatient. I remember when my child was a toddler and they just wanted to tie their own shoes, but we had to get out the door in 5 minutes. So what did I do? Well, some parents who are in the same situation, I know, just tie the shoes for them. But me, no, I bought Velcro straps. Yeah, I did it. And the consequence is that my 7-year-old today still doesn't know how to tie her shoes very well. I did a disservice to my child by buying Velcro because I did not want to be inconvenienced. Now that your child is older, the stakes are getting higher and they need to learn responsibility. And you cannot shy away from it because it may take an extra hour or some more time to teach them the responsibility that they need to learn. So, again, don't do things yourself just because it's easier. I hope that this podcast helps you out. You are impactful parents, and I'm just here to help. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.